This week, President Bush asked former Presidents Clinton and Bush Sr. to encourage the private sector to donate to the tsunami victims. And donations are already on the way, including more than $2 million worth of computers and digital cameras now in transit from St. Paul, Minnesota, to Bangkok, Thailand. The electronics will help identify the dead and perhaps reunite the living. From Minnesota Public Radio, Jeff Horwich reports.
In a warehouse just outside St. Paul, volunteers from at least four different companies spent Tuesday morning assembling, testing, and applying the final packing tape to 1,000 computer kits. The components all arrived here by express shipping the day before, donated by companies in Indiana, North Carolina, California, and here in Minnesota. Brian Anderson is president of Anderson Cargo, which owns this warehouse. He explains the kits.
IBM laptop, obviously, and then we have a scanner by Digital Persona, and that is a fingerprint recognition piece. And then we have a Logitech web camera, and then in the software, which was designed by Laser Data Command, they are the ones that will process it and put it all together.
On the ground in Southeast Asia, the kits will work like this. Relief workers take the computers wherever the bodies of unidentified victims have been collected. A digital picture, fingerprint, and other vital information about a body is compressed into a single barcode, then uploaded to a central online database. There, it can be cataloged by authorities and accessed by family members searching for the missing. The idea came from within IBM, inspired by the difficulty of coping with tens of thousands of unknown bodies. Officials in countries struck by last week's tsunami say morgues have been overwhelmed by people searching for loved ones. These computer kits will make remote identification possible. By doing so, they're also likely to hasten burial, a concern for both cultural and public health reasons. Northwest Airlines has donated its cargo service to get the pallets of computers to Thailand. IBM spokeswoman Lori Ludke says her company will help distribute the laptops once they arrive, probably on Saturday.
These ThinkPads are being sent over to Bangkok, Thailand, to an IBM facility where our crisis response team at that facility is working with the local governments in deploying the technology.
The companies involved hope the kits will exceed their initial morbid assignment. Paul Lepore elicits a chorus of dings as he clicks through a series of computer status messages on the last row of laptops getting ready to leave the warehouse. He flew to St. Paul from Florida to install donated software from his company, VectorMax.
This software that we're installing is a VectorMax software which will allow video conferencing or two-way video communications from any laptop to any laptop over any kind of internet connection. In this particular case, it's going to be used for reuniting families, putting computers in orphanages and in towns so people can find others that were separated.
UNICEF says there are tens of thousands of children orphaned by the tsunami, many unclaimed. Other injured adult survivors lie unidentified in hospitals. The hope is that, along with cataloging the dead, the computer kits can put at least a few families back together. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Horwich in St. Paul.